Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it is time for a live local interview. I have a couple of very special guests in the studio with me today. Jeff Budd. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Peter.
And Rick Fleischman. Good morning. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Peter.
And we are here to talk about the kickoff of the 30th season of the Sitka Monthly Grind. And to kick that off, Rick brought his fiddle along with us, and we're going to hear a tune. Take it away.
Okay, speaking of kickoff, this is a tune called The Joys of Quebec.
So that is the kind of thing that you might expect to hear at a monthly grind, but not necessarily. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You are here as, I don't know, I called you the Grand Poobah earlier of monthly grind, but that's not really the correct title for you, is it?
No, sir. I'm just one of the producers.
Just one of the producers. You started this thing, Jeff.
We stole it from Ketchikan. We borrowed it from Ketchikan.
Well, it's the highest form of flattery, correct?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, Jeff, tell me a little bit about your role in this whole event, just for people who have not ever been to a monthly grind.
Okay.
What can they expect?
They can expect really good entertainment. They can expect an opportunity to share dessert and bring a dessert as well to share. And then we have a contest for who has the three best desserts, and it's usually first, and first place. And then we share them, and then we have coffee that has been provided by Raven's Brew Coffee for now 30 years, and we always have a good show. And if you don't like it, it'll be over in 6 to 8 minutes, and just wait.
Well, so you said entertainment, so expand
yes,
on that a little bit.
Well, so the philosophy behind it is, and we got this from Ketchikan, is non-political, family-oriented, affordable. It's still $5. Raytro will tell you that $5 is a new free. And we used to let the kids in free, and if you brought a dessert, but now the prices of things have gone up, so everybody has to pay the $5. And the entertainment can be a variety. From one of my favorite shows was a long time ago when we were at Keat, and we had a bunch of little tutu dancers, I think, from Melinda's group. And then within 30 seconds, there was a heavy, well, they went off the thing, and before they, even people got done clapping, there was a heavy metal high school rock band that was on there.
I remember that show.
That was crazy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So just things like that. It's just fun. That's the idea. And people get a chance. What I really like is when you get somebody that hasn't been there before and performs and gives them the chance to do that kind of thing and just get comfortable. And the audience, the Sitka audiences are the best probably in the world. And they're so supportive and so friendly about everything.
They're very forgiving.
Yeah.
So this is the 30th season. Rick, yep. I'm going to turn to you here in a second. So it's the 30th season. There are roughly 6 to 8 shows a year?
This year will be 7.
Okay, 7
I
shows
I can run
this
through
year.
Them if you would like me to.
Yeah, let's talk to Rick for a little bit. So, Rick, you remember quite a few monthly grinds.
Well, I do. That's what happens, you know, as we've been here for a while. But like I told you, the first grind I remember coming to, you were the host.
Oh, my gosh.
And you did a great job.
And you came back.
And I haven't seen you since up there on stage. But I'm a big fan of the grinds. I mean, they're tons of fun. Jen and I always try to go. And so I've been here full time for a little over 20 years. So for the first 10 years, I just enjoyed coming and enjoying, you know, hearing our friends and neighbors perform and people we don't know perform. And then for the last 10 years, I took up the fiddle. So now I also enjoy getting up on stage and playing with friends. This time for the upcoming grind, I'm playing with the PCR trio, which is Rob Woolsey on guitar and Lois Verbon on keyboard.
The PCR trio?
Yes, polymerase chain reaction trio.
Ah, okay.
You'll never guess when we started playing.
I can't.
When we started playing, nobody knew what that meant.
Right. Awesome.
What does it mean?
It's a method of testing using a small quantity. So, you know, it's a PCR test.
It's for COVID testing.
Oh.
Jeff, where have you been?
I Googled it. I forgot.
So, Jeff,
yes,
it's the 30th season. Tell us what you have lined up for this season.
For this
starting
season,
this Saturday, okay, this coming Saturday.
I'll give you the dates and the theme. So, the October 50th, which will be at the Community House, is the 30th anniversary
October
grind.
October 5th.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
November 1st, which is a Friday, will be the Whale Fest, and we've been doing Whale Fest for a long time. That'll be at the Centennial Building. December 14th is the Winter Wonderland. That's at the Community House. January 11th, the theme is to be announced, but one of the JVs is going to produce that. So that's the first time we've had something like that happen.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the JVs. What does that mean?
That's the Jesuit volunteers that come to town, along with AmeriCorps people that come to young, usually typically young people, who provide service for a year or more, and then some of them always seem to stick around for another 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, for as long as I can remember, you've had volunteers helping at this event.
It's all volunteer. Yeah. Nobody gets paid.
Okay.
Except the Community House.
Okay, so after the December grind,
then we have the
said there's no theme yet for that.
December one's Winter Wonderland. And then January is to be announced. February 15th is the annual fiddle grind. That's the Community House. March 15th will be at the PAC. That's the original grind. That's been going on for, I don't know, at least 10 to 15 years as well.
So
everything
the original
is original. Yeah, no, you can't copy Elvis or the Beatles or whoever else you want to copy. It's got to be your own. And it often includes original, not just music, but dance and paintings and things like that. And then the end one is April 12th, and we still don't know the title of that one either.
Great.
And
well, in
the
spirit
the
of volunteer shows, you don't know what the title's going to be. And
not yet.
And there may or may not be a theme.
That's right. It could be the no theme theme if we want to really get out there with it.
So, Jeff, you mentioned the fiddle grind. And
yes, sir.
Rick, you said you're going to play, you've been playing for the fiddle grind in the past. Any particular memories from fiddle grinds or other shows?
Well, I mean, being a fiddle player, of course, I love hearing and playing fiddle music. But I think, you know, getting about 20 fiddlers from 5-year-olds to people with a lot of gray hair up there playing the same tunes, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember many, many, many people on stage at that event. At least at the end, there's a closing waltz.
Usually, yeah.
Chairs get cleared and people can dance if they want.
Right.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, super fun.
It is fun to see all the variety of ages up there and people that have not got on the stage before.
Yeah, and
young and old.
Of course, there are a lot of people that are on stage, but other people that don't get on stage. There have been lots of folks over the years volunteering backstage, front of house, all of that kind of stuff. Jeff, a couple of
well, Charlie Martin's been doing lights for everyone. Ted was involved with it for the first 28 years. Ted Howard and Julie, they ran the board, and they helped set up and organize the things and played and just made it really easy for everybody else to do. And now it's Gene Stolberg and John Hershenberger have just make it so easy because they're pros from Dover and the sound is good and they do it right and it's easy. And I make coffee. That's not hard.
You are the coffee maker.
Yeah, I don't know how I got stuck doing it, but I do it.
I think
it's always
do a good
really
job.
Good
keep
coffee
back
too. I don't know if they do or not.
As long as the breakers don't blow or anything like that.
No, I've learned where you have to place all the pots. And the same thing in the PAC. You can't put them all together.
So
I guess they take some electricity. Go ahead, sir.
So let's talk about the venue. So the grind has been in various places over the years.
Yep.
So I happen to...
This is going to be a trivia question because one of the things I'm going to do this time is going to be a trivia question of where the number of places where the grind's always has been.
Okay. Am I disqualified from entering?
No, you can come and enter. That's only one of the questions.
Because I know the answer to that. Oh, that's okay, good.
I might, maybe I'll change it.
So let's run through those. So I know the first one was at the Teen Center.
Yes,
sir. I was not at the very first one, but I was at the second monthly grind. My wife, Carol, and I were at the second one. That was a really long time ago. You were a young guy then.
I was 30 years younger or so.
And where else has the grind been?
I have to tell you? No, but it's a trivia question. And
then
people will be able to cheat.
Oh,
they already got one answer.
Well,
thanks to you.
See if they're paying attention.
Okay.
It'll be a test.
Okay,
a test.
The Teen Center, Keat, Community House, Performing Arts Center, Centennial Building, and I think that's it.
I think that's it as well. Yeah, so it's been in lots of different places, but really the home has been in the Nakahiti in the Community House.
Yeah, and the sound in there is great. Yeah. It's a wooden building, and I think it really helps The sound, you guys are sound people. I don't know. That's what I hear.
Well, we try to do a good job. We try to do a professional job and make it an entertaining thing for anyone that attends. So we are out of time. We're going to end with another tune from Mr. Fleischman here. But before we do that,
you can get tickets at Old Harbor Books at the door. Right. But we've been selling out, so get your tickets early because I hate to tell people you can't come in.
The event does sell out. If you need more information on this, you can email Jeff. Jeff, what's your email?
JBUD, so Juliet Bravo Uniform Delta Delta 3500 at Gmail.
So jbud3500@gmail.com. And your phone number?
747-4821.
You have a landline.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, it even works when the internet's out. Yeah.
He's the only guy I know who doesn't have a cell.
I have a cell phone.
Oh, you do?
I just don't like it.
You just haven't given anybody the number.
No, because I never check it.
And Rick, your fiddle also works when there's no internet. Is that correct?
It has. It worked for 17 days recently.
That's awesome. Wow, no interruptions in service. Super. Did you practice very much while the internet was out? Did you play?
I was actually out sailing.
But you were out sailing.
I played a little. I took the fiddle.
All right. Well, we're going to end with one more tune. What are you going to play for us?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. So.
Okay. I'm going to make something up. Well, that is it for the morning interview. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeff Budd and Rick Fleischman. It is all about the 30th season of the Sitka Monthly Grind that is coming up here on October 5th, the first performance. Get your tickets at Old Harbor Books before they sell out. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming
in. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Peter.